Today's daf is Zvachim daf Samach Gimel. We left off in middle of daf Samach Beis and Beis. We were a little bit behind. We left off about, 12 lines before the end of the page. Shaul Rabbi Shimon ben Yossi ben Lekunya es Rabbi Yossi. Last word in the line is Ben. Shaul Rabbi Shimon ben Yossi ben Lekunya es Rabbi Yossi. Omer Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai Aver Yesh ben Kevesh Lemizbeach. That he said, is it true that Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai held that there was actually an airspace, a space of with nothing there between the Kevesh and the Mizbeach, between the ramp and the Mizbeach itself? So Amar Lo, so Rabbi Yossi responded, Va'ata Iata Omer Kain? What, do you not hold that way? Everybody holds that way. Of course there was a space between the ramp and the Mizbeach. Va'lo Kvar Nemar, because after all it says, Va'asisa Olosecha Habasar V'Hadam, and we darshan, Ma Dam Bizrika, Af Basar Bizrika, that we relate in some way Dam to Basar, or Basar to Dam. So just like the Dam has to be thrown, the Basar also needs to be thrown. So if the Basar is going to be thrown, that implies that it's thrown over something, it's thrown over some open airspace. So it must be that we're talking about someone who's standing on the top of the ramp of the Mizbeach, and he's throwing over the airspace onto the fire on top of the Mizbeach. If you look at Rashi, fourth wide line, Ummachmas Haavir Hut Saruch Zrika, Shaomid Bekevish, Vizorik El Ever Haavir Lamaracha, that it's because of that airspace that you need Zrika, that it's not something that you can't roll it, right? You would have to throw it because there's this airspace, there's this gap between the Kevesh and the Mizbeach. Samalo Shani Omer Bitsad Maracha Vizorik. Omid Bitsad Maracha Vizorik. He says, no, I never understood it that way. I never understood that the requirement for Zrika of the Basar relates to a gap between the ramp and the Mizbeach. What I understood was that you stand next to the large fire on the Mizbeach and you're Zorik from there. Amalek Shu Zorik, the Maracha Deluka, meaning, and that's what the Chiddush is, that you don't place it on the Maracha, that you throw it on the Maracha. But who says throwing by definition means that you're standing on the ramp and throwing over a gap? Maybe it means you're standing next to the Maracha, and you, instead of placing the Basar down on the Maracha, you throw it onto the Maracha. So Amalek Shu Zorik, the Maracha Deluka Huzorik, or the Maracha Shena Deluka Huzorik. He says, well, think about it. When he throws onto the fire, do you think he's throwing onto a lit fire or an unlit fire? So Havi Omer L'Maracha Deluka Huzorik. Clearly, he's throwing onto a lit fire. So if that's the case, the reason that he throws it onto the fire, if he were actually standing next to the fire and throwing it into the fire, the reason that he throws it rather than places it is so that he doesn't burn himself. It's now, you don't need a pasuk to tell you that you need to be Zorik when you're standing next to a lit fire and that you can't just place it there. Of course you can't just place it there. You're going to burn your face off and your hands off if you just place it there. So obviously it requires Zrika. What do I need a Pasuk then to tell me that you need Zrika? It must be that the Pasuk is teaching me something else. That the Pasuk is teaching me that there's an additional level of Zrika. Namely, that you stand on the top of the ramp, there's a gap between the ramp and the Mizbeach, and that's how it happens. So again, HaVayomer L'Maracha Dluku Zarek Hasum Yishum Tolo Efshar. Over there, there's no other possibility but to be Zorik when you're throwing it into a Maracha Deluka, when you're throwing it into a lit fire. And therefore, that's not what the Pasuk's teaching me. The Pasuk must be teaching me that there is a gap, like we said before. Now, Rashi writes over here that it's mashma from the Pasuk that there's an avir being kevesh l'mizbeach, and because of that, you have to throw it. The Rashi we read before, that you're standing on the kevesh and you're throwing over the airspace to the maracha. And what it seems from Rashi is, based on the way he's understanding this Gemara, is that the comparison to basar and between basar and dam, that basar requires rika, is a legitimate drasha d'oraisa, and therefore the requirement for a space, for a gap between the kevesh and the mizbeach, is in fact the din d'oraisa. Tosos Maseches Pesachim Daf Ayin Zayin writes that even without the avir between the kevesh and the mizbeach, you still could have been mekayim a mitzvah zrika. Just throwing it, zrika is an action. It doesn't necessarily imply any conditions of what's around you or what's underneath the item that you're throwing. It's just they made the avir there, says Tosos, to remind you to be Zorek. That as you're walking, you're going to realize, oh, there's a gap, and that serves as your reminder, much the way a koro works in a mavoi, that it reminds you not to carry something out. As you are on the threshold and you see something unusual by the threshold, that there is a reminder not to be Zorek. And the Gilyon Hashas over there, and the Ghost of Rav Ransburg over there, are mitzayin to the Chacham Tzvi. In the Tshuva, the Chacham Tzvi, in Simon Kufnum Gimel, is Matmiya and Tosfos from our Gemara. He says, how could Tosfos say that it's just a Zecher B'Alma, that you just have the gap there to remind you that you have to be Zorek? What do you mean? Our Gemara learns it from a Drasha. Our Gemara learns it from the fact that that we compare Basar to Dam. So that's how we know that you have to be Zorek. The Chazon Ish in Simon Yazayin Sifkanei is Miyashiv the Kasha. He said, the Kasha of the Chacham Tzvi. He says, since Rabbi Yossi Sol Raya, that you don't stand next to the Maracha and are Zorek, is because we know Misvara, that obviously you would have to be Zorek from next to the Maracha, because you wouldn't be able to place it on a lit fire. So if that's the case, we see that the Zrika Michutz LaMizbeach on the Mizbeach would have been enough. Meaning what the Pasuk is teaching me is that there needs to be a Zrika from somewhere other than right next to the Maracha. Because somewhere right next to the Maracha I would have known on my own. So the Pasuk must be teaching me that it must be a Zrika from somewhere else other than right next to the Maracha, namely right off of the Mizbeach, let's say the Kevesh. But it doesn't say anywhere, that does not necessarily imply Midoraisa, that you need a Hefsek Avir. It just means that that's where you got to be standing when you throw it. It doesn't say anything about needing a Hefsek Avir, needing airspace between the Kevesh and the Mizbeach. Because after all, if you think about it, the Dam is also thrown from the Aver HaYesod to the Mizbeach, and there's no Hefsek Avir between the Avir Yesod, the airspace above the Yesod HaMizbeach, and the wall of the Mizbeach. The Yesod touches directly on the Mizbeach, and we call that Zrika, so we don't have a problem with referring to that as Zrika. So that's why Tosfos says the actual gap is just a Din D'Rabbanan. The fact that you need to be on the Kevesh in order to throw, that's a Din D'Oraisa. That's what our Gemara is darshaning. Also, it seems very clear in our Gemara that the Kohen was Omid Al HaKevesh, and he was Zorik the Basar to over the Avir to the Maracha, the way Rashi explains it. However, the Rambam in Hilchos Ma'aser HaKorbanos Perek Vav, Halacha Dalid, writes that Malin Kol Evarim L'Rosh HaMizbeach, they bring all of the limbs to the top of the Mizbeach, V'zorkan ala esh, Nemar HaBasar V'Adam, K'shem Shadam Bezrika, Kach Kol HaBasar Bezrika. The Rambam says they bring all of the limbs to the top of the Mizbeach, and then they're zorik them on the fire. That's part of the seder of the Karban Ola. Now, obviously, the difficulty with the Rambam, Mishal Melch points out, is that our Gemara is muchach, that they would stand on the Kevesh and be Zorek. And the Rambam himself writes this in Hilchos Beis HaBechira, Perek Beis HaLach Yud Gimel, that there was this little airspace between the Kevesh and the Mizbeach in order that you can throw the limbs onto the Mizbeach. So how could the Rambam say Rosh HaMizbeach? So that's what Mishal Melch says. When the Rambam says you bring all the limbs to the Rosh HaMizbeach, he's not being very precise in his language. He means close to the Rosh HaMizbeach. He means at the very edge of the ramp, at the very top of the ramp, which is close to the Rosh HaMizbeach. The Aruch Liner Masech HaSukkah writes that Rashi later on in our Masech, on Daf Samach Dalid, is Soser what he says over here. Rashi is going to say on Daf Samach Dalid that the Kohen Gadol's Omid per Rosh HaMizbeach, and they give him the Evarim, they hand him the Evarim, and he Zorek them. So Mishnah Melech also, the Aruch Liner says, it's amazing that Mishnah Melech didn't notice this problem. The Rambam, problem with the Rambam he noticed, but the problem with Rashi, it's amazing that how could he not notice that problem with Rashi? And L'chora, you'd have to give the same answer. That when Rashi says, Kohen Gadol would stand on the Rosh HaMizbeach, and they would give him, the Kohen Gadol would stand on the Rosh HaMizbeach, and they would give him the limbs, and he would throw them, that probably doesn't really mean the Rosh HaMizbeach Mamish. It means the top of the Kevesh leading up to the Mizbeach. You have to say the same idea that we use to answer up the Rambam. Now, the Gemara had said that clearly the Maracha Deluka Hu Zorek. Clearly when you're being Zorek to an already lit fire. So what's clear is that you need to be zorik the basar dafka on a fire that's already lit. That's what the Gemara assumes is a davar pashut is what's happening. Mm-hmm. And the Rambam Maisar Kabanos Prek Vav Alacha Dalid paskins that la alacha, that when you throw the basar of the carbonola on the fire, it needs to be on a fire that's already lit. You can't just put it on the maracha and then light the fire. However, in Chazon Yecheskel, he writes that it's mistaver, that even though when we say k'shu zorik l'maracha d'luku zorik, still it's not ma'akiv b'dieved. And if you put it on the maracha and then lit it, it's not going to be a problem b'dieved. And this is mulchach in the Rashbam on Chumash. The Rashbam writes v'yakter al mizbeach sheiniach as hamincha al mizbeach va'achar kach bevo eish shalmaila niktara. That apparently it's called a haktara, even though you put it there first and then the fire came to burn it. Having the fire come later does not mean that it's a problem. That's still going to be kosher b'di'avit. Okay, says the Gemara Vayter, about 7 lines before the end of the page, Rav Papa Amar ki dam, that we compare basar to dam in the following way. Ma dam avir karka mafsiko af basar avir karka mafsiko. That just like dam, there's airspace of karka that's mafsik between of the floor of the azara, that's mafsik between the place that you are throwing to where it's landing. So too, the ritzbas azara has to somehow be mafsik between the throwing from the top of the mizbeach on from the top of the ramp onto the mizbeach. Now you'll note in both places, l'chora, it's not really the ritzbas hazara, it's mafsik, it's the yisod that's mafsik. Because even if there's airspace between the top of the ramp, it doesn't the yisod still went around under where the ramp was. So l'chora, it doesn't go all the way straight down to the floor. You have the yisod, and by the dam also, you don't have to stand past the yisod and throw from past the yisod. You could be throwing from right over the yisod, but somehow that must be making some sort of statement about somehow the yisod being a part of the mizbeach is also an extension of the karka or the ritzbas ha'azara. Amar of Yehuda, Shnei Kavashim Ketanim Yotzim Nakevash. There were two small mini ramps that went off of that extended off of the big ramp. Shebehem Panim Liyisod Ulisovev. Now from those mini ramps, you can go either to the Yisod or to the Sovev. Umuvdalim Mizbeach Malonima, and they were also separated from the Mizbeach by a hair's width. They were very just barely, but separated from the Mizbeach. Mishum Shenemar, how do I know they had to be separated from the Mizbeach? Because the pasuk says Saviv, that the Mizbeach has to be something that you can surround with something without running into something blocking you. So if everything that came off, that was just off of the Mizbeach, that was adjacent to the Mizbeach, was touching the Mizbeach, you wouldn't be able to ever go around the Mizbeach without being blocked by all those ramps. So it must be that the ramps were slightly removed so that you'd be able to go around the Mizbeach without being blocked by anything. Rabbi Avoh Amar Ravua. And Rabbi Avoh says, and we learn it from Ravua. Ravua means that it was squared. So if it was squared, obviously the ramp can't be part of the Mizbeach. The ramp has to be an extension outside of the Mizbeach. V'yitzrich l'michtav saviv, v'yitzrich l'michtav ravua. It needs to say both words, both saviv and ravua. D'yikas rachman saviv havamina da'agil ma'agil. Had it said saviv, I would have said that it's a circle, that the Mizbeach is round. So kas rachman ravua. That's why the pasuk says ravua. V'yikas rachman ravua havamina darach v'katin. Had it said ravua, ravua just means with right angles. But it doesn't necessarily mean a square. It could have meant a rectangle. So kas rachmana saviv. That's why the pasuk says saviv. So between the two of them, we realize that the mizbeach has to be a square, and the ramp has to be a little bit removed from the mizbeach. Now Rashi writes that this kevesh katan that they made from the kevesh to the yisod was the tzorech hakohen who is yored min hamizbeach, to get with the shiarei dam achatos, in order to pour the shiarei dam achatos, the leftover blood of the korban achatos, into the yisod dromi. Meaning, so when he's going down the ramp, he needs an easy way, a shortcut to the yisod. And that's what one of these small ramps was for. The ramp that goes from the main ramp to the yisod was to give him a shortcut to the yisod, so that he won't have to go down and then climb back up. That was the idea. So Shidum Kvetz is asked, why can't he go all the way down and go on the ritzpah and pour the Shiar Yadam on the Yisod. Why does he have to have a shortcut straight from the ramp to the Yisod? Why can't he go on the floor, go all the way down the ramp, go to the floor, and pour it into the Yisod? So Shidduch Betzis writes that if he delays the Shvichas Adam to such an extent, there's a concern, meaning the amount of time that it takes to walk all the way down the 32 Amos of the Mizbeach, we're afraid if he delays the Shvichas Adam that much, there's a concern that the Dam is going to become Nikrash, that the Dam is going to become congealed, it's not going to be a liquid anymore, and that's why they needed to make a shortcut from the Kevesh HaGadol with this Kevesh Katan, with this small ramp, to be able to get more quickly to the Yisod. In Rabbi Yaakov Emden's Tshuvas in Shelus Yaivitz, Chelek Aleph, Simen Kuf Yud Beis, he gives a different reason, which is an interesting reason. He writes that the reason they needed to have this small ramp is because Shelo Yaavir Ala Mitzvah, that there's a rule, Ein Ma'avirin Ala Mitzvah, that when you encounter a mitzvah, you're not allowed to pass it up. So for instance, that's why we set up our talis and tefillin bags in such a way where we first take out our talis, then we have the Shalyad as the next thing that we reach into, and then the Shal Rosh, so that we'll be able to do it in order, because if you encounter one first, you're not supposed to pass over it. So says Rabbi Yaakov Emden that what's going to happen if he goes all the way down the ramp and then he needs to go around from the outside until he gets to the Yisod, he's got to walk all the way back to the Yisod, because you got to keep in mind the ramp was 32 amos long, so it's 32 amos and then go back around all the way back to the Yisod. So that's going to be a significant delay, but not only a delay, he will have passed by the Yisod, walked far away from the Yisod, and only then come back to go to the Yisod, which, so the walking far away from the Yisod would be a violation of Ein Ma'avirin Ala Mitzvos. It's a tremendous chiddush of Rabbi Yaakov Emden that you can apply Ein Ma'avirin Ala Mitzvos to something like that. Because Pasha Peshad Ein Ma'avirin Ala Mitzvos means when you have the opportunity to do it, when it's physically possible to do it. But when he's walking over the ramp, when he's 10 amos above, 9 amos above the Yisod, when he's at the ramp on the top of the Mizbeach, so what's he supposed to do? There's no way that he can get to the Yisod directly at that point, meaning to say that we need to create a system to avoid a situation where you're going to pass by something, that's also included in Ein Ma'avirin Ala Mitzvos, and not just that, if you're in a situation where you have the ability to do something, you're not supposed to pass it up. That's a big chiddush of Rabbi Yaakov Emden. In the past, we've discussed what the difference is between all the different klalim that sound very similar to each other. Rav Asher Weiss has a piece in Minchas Hashem Breishis, what the difference is between Ein Ma'avirin Ala Mitzvos and Zrizin Makdim Ala Mitzvos and Mitzvah Bal Yadol Ayach Mitzena, all those ideas of doing mitzvos as soon as possible. Rav Asher Weiss has an interesting explanation that tries to find what each one's unique character is. The Achronim have a diyun if these kvashim that were these mini kvashim that were off of the main kevesh had a din of kevesh for all the halachos that apply to the ramp. For instance, is a kadosh kemizbeach? Do we apply the concept of im alu lo yerdu? Right. Normally, by the mizbeach, we have certain items that, although you're not supposed to put them on the mizbeach, if they do go on the mizbeach is mekadesh them to the point that you don't bring them down from the mizbeach afterwards. So, do you have that by these kvashim katanim as well? Or in regards to the iser of putting sa'ar or dvash on the mizbeach, so does that apply to the kvashim as well? So that's a din in the achronim, whether these kvashim are part of the kevesh or they are they're considered a totally separate entity. Okay, says Gemara Vayta, two lines from the bottom. Tanan Hasam, two lines from the bottom. Samach Beis and Beis. Tanan Hasam, Hakevesh Hamizbeach Shishim Eshtayim. The kevesh and the mizbeach together was 62 amos. Right, Hani Shisin. So, Frakli Gemara, Hani Shisin Rabahava. Wait a second, it's 32 amos for the mizbeach itself was 32 amos, and the kevesh was 32 amos. Shouldn't that be 64? Why do you say that's 62? So nimtza porech amal yisod v'amal soviv. No, because while the kevesh was 32 amos, there was a 2 amos overlap, because the mizbeach was 32 amos at its soviv, but the kevesh reached up to the top of the mizbeach, which meant that it went over the yisod and the soviv. So that's how you you compensate for the 2 amos. The Amar Rami Bar Chama, Kol Kivshe Kvashim Shalosh Amos La'ama. all of the ramps that we had in the Mikdash, the slope of the ramp was that for every 3 amos of length of walking on the ramp, it was 1 ama of height. Except for the kevish of the mizbeach, which was a little bit less sloped. It was done in such a way that you do the math, and 9 amos to the top takes a 32-ama walk. So when you do the math, it turns out that it's not exactly 3, because if it was exactly 3, it would only be 27 amos in length to get to the 9 amos of height. So to get to the 9 amos of height, it's not 10 amos, because it's only with the kronos that it's 10 amos. The ramp doesn't go to the top of the kronos, only goes to the top of the surface of the mizbeach, which is 9 amos up. So 9 amos in height, 32-ama walk. There is a discussion in the Achronim based on this cheshbon. It sounds that the shipua of the kevesh was 32 amos, that the slope of the kevesh was 32 amos. So if you're looking at it as a right triangle, you look at the ramp as a right triangle, it's the longest side of the triangle. That's in fact 32 amos. So the space it actually took up on the shetach hakarka, on the actual ground of the Azara, was in fact less than that. However, in Midos, in Maseches Midos, in the Mishnayos Midos, Perkei Mishnah Beis, it goes through the cheshbon of the width of the Azara, and in discussing the amount of space the Mizbeach and the Kevesh took up in the Azara, it says that together they took up 62 amos. But L'chora, if the slope was 62 amos, then it should have taken up, meaning 62 amos with the Mizbeach and the Kevesh together, right? So then the ground space should have been a lot less, 32 amos for the Mizbeach, and it should have been less than that for the Kevesh. So that's what the Achronim have trouble dealing with, and they give a couple of terutzim. The Birchas HaZevach, quoted over here in the Masifta, answers that 32 amos was in fact the measurement on the floor, on the ground. The shear of Rami Bar Chama is based on the 32 amos, based on the length on the ground, that when you go up on the kevesh, you are marich kinegdo bekarka shalosh amos umechza, meaning the number that our Gemara gives doesn't mean that that's the amount of space that you're walking if you're counting your own mileage. No, it means that's how much ground you're covering on the karka for every amma that you're going up. But in fact, you're actually walking a little bit more than that. That's how the Birchas HaZevach is mitaritz. The Tzon Kachim says that the Lamed Beis Amma is in fact the Midas Shipua HaKevesh. It's in fact the slope of the Kevesh, like our Gemara seems like it's saying. And the really, on the ground, it was a little less than 30 Amos. And since the Shipua went over the Yisod and the Sovev, and by the Karka, it only reached up until the Yisod. So it was certainly less than 30 amos, but just like he says, so how do we make up for why the Mishnah Midos says that it took up 62 amos together? Because it's just like the Mizbeach had a Yisod, the Kevesh must have had some sort of structure built onto the end of it as well, some type of Yisod or some type of something, some type of structure built on to the end of the Kevesh as well. That's the Chiddush of the Tzon Kachim. Okay, now we start an entirely new part of the Masechta. We'll actually start a new part, the next Mishnah. So let's get through this Mishnah first. So we've discussed the various vachim, the various animal karbanos. So now our Mishnah starts talking about the place to bring karban mincha. Minachas ha'inukmatos b'kal makom b'azara. The karban mincha would be brought anywhere in the azara, v'nachalos lefnim min ha'klayim, and it has to be eaten inside of the curtains, meaning in the Azara, lezichrei kohuna, by male kohanim only, b'chol ma'achol, it could be prepared in any way, liyom v'layla chatzos, you have that day and the following night, up until chatzos of the night, to eat the karban mincha. So amar blazer mincha, sh'nikamsa v'heichal ksheirav, the kmitz of the karban mincha was done in the heichal, that's going to be kasher, sh'kein matzinu b'siluk bazichin, because you find that the siluk bazichin, the removal of the spoons from the shulchan, was also done, obviously, in the Heichal, because that's where the Shulchan was. And the Siluk Bazichin is considered like the Kmitza of a Karban Mincha. Meaning, if you view the Lechem Apanim, we don't normally think of the lechem apanim in this way. But if you view the lechem apanim, all of those breads on the shulchan, as one big karban mincha, the removal of the bezichin is like the kmitza of that karban mincha. So you see that a kmitza can be done in the heichal. It doesn't have to be done out in the azara. It can be done in the heichal. Mas Rabbi Yirmiyah v'kametz misham mimakom shragli azar omdos. But wait a second. It says v'kametz misham. Doesn't that mean from the place where a non-kohen is allowed to be, meaning not the heichal? Ben Beseiro Amr Minayin Shem Kametz B'Smol Sheyachzir. Ben Beseiro says, no, you know what it's telling me? How do I know that if you do kmitza with your left hand, that you have to put back what you took out, v'yikmotz b'yamin, and do kmitza again, this time do it right, do it with your right hand. Tamal Omer, you know why I know that? From the Pasuk saying, Misham, Mimakom Shekametz Kvar. So I don't learn from Misham that it has to be a place where a Zar can stand. No, you could do kmitza in the Heichel also. I learned from Misham that it has to be that even if you already did kmitza with your left hand, you put it back and you do kmitza again with your right hand. Ikadamri hu mosavavim farikla. Some say he asked the question, he answered the question himself. Ikadamri, and others have it as Amrle Rabbi Akiva le Rabbi Yirmiyah Bataklifa, Azbrilach, lo nitzucha el lahakshir kala azara kula. That it's needed to teach me that the entire azara is that Misham is not coming to exclude the Heichal. It's not coming to tell me that where a zar is not allowed to go, you're not allowed to have a kmitza. It's not coming to exclude the Heichal. What it's coming to tell me is that the entire azara is okay for kmitza. You're not limited within the area of the azara. Because sal kadaita chamina ho'ol va'ola kache kachim mincha kache kachim. I might have thought that just like an ola's kache kachim and a mincha's kache kachim. Ma ola tuna tzafon, af mincha tuna tzafon. So just like an ola has to be dafka done in the northern part of the azara, I might have thought the same for a mincha, it's dafka gotta be in the northern part of the azara. Mala ola, so that's why we need to be taught that the mincha could be anywhere in the azara. Frak the Gemara, why would I have ever thought that the mincha is like the ola? Mala ola shken kalil. An ola gets entirely burnt, a mincha, you eat part of it. So why would I ever think the mincha has the same restrictions as the ola? So Gemara says, well, mechatos. Carbon chatos also is only brought in the northern part of the azara, and chatos does get eaten. So maybe I would have learned it from chatos. So says Gemara, no, mala chatos came mechaperes l'chayev ekrisos. Chatos has its own chumra, that it's mechaper for chayev ekrisos. So why would I ever compare mincha to chatos? Says Gemara, you're right, you wouldn't. Me asham. You would have compared it to carbon asham. No, mala asham shekein mine damim. Asham is totally different because asham has blood. It's an animal carbon. Why would I ever compare a carbon mincha to a carbon asham? Says Gemara, mikulhu. I would learn it from all of them together. Malakulu, says the Gemara, shekein mine damim. But wait a second. All of these carbonos we just mentioned, the ola, the chatos, the asham, they're all animals. They're all mine damim. They all have blood. So why would I ever compare mincha to them and think that mincha needs to be dafka in the tzafon, that I then need a pasuk to come and teach me that mincha doesn't need to be in tzafon, that it can be anywhere in the azara? Sal itzrich. Sal kadait chamina hol v'ksevig yishal mizbeach. V'herim yimenu b'komtso. I might have thought, since the pasuk says that he approaches the mizbeach and he's herim yimenu b'komtso, he raises from it a kmitza, ma hagasha b'karen ma'arav v'zdromis. Av kmitza b'karen ma'arav v'zdromis, that just like the approach to the mizbeach is on the southwestern side, so to the kmitza I would think has to be on the southwestern side, kamash malan. Therefore, I do need the pasuk to tell me that the kmitza doesn't have to be on the southwestern side. The kmitza could be anywhere in the azara. Amar b'yochlan, shlam sheshachlan behechel ksherim. If you shecht the carbon shlamim in the hechel, that's also kasher. Shnamar v'shachlu pesach al moed. Because it says v'shachlu pesach al moed, v'lo yehe tafel chamer min ikr. And you never have something that's secondary more chamer than that which is ikr. What's the secondary in the ikr? We're saying that where do you have to shecht the carbon shlamim? Pesach al moed, across from the Oel Moed. Why across from the Oel Moed? Apparently it needs to be somehow connected to the Oel Moed. So it sounds like the Oel Moed is really the din. The fact that we allow you to shecht near the Oel Moed across the... Okay, that's also good. Sounds like the Iker, though, is the Oel Moed, is in the Heichal itself. So that's the Iker. So that's why we're saying that you can't have... It can't be that you're allowed to shecht in the Tafel and not in the... in the Iker. Rav Yosef Engel in Lekach Tov, we once discussed in Shul, has an entire essay on where do you ever find, do we find places where this rule is not kept, where we in fact find that a Tafel is more chamer mina ikra. I think he comes up with 19 examples or something throughout Chas and Poskim of where we find the tafel kedarko b'kodesh, of where we find the tafel is chamer mina ikra. We don't have time for it now, though. Okay, meisvei. I don't know when we will have time to go through 19 examples. Meisvei. Rabbi Yochanan v'seira Omer minayin shemekifu of the chav meskala azara shokanim neknasan l'sham v'olchim sham kachim kachim. How do I know that if the of the chavim surround the entire azara, that the kohanim could go into the heichal and eat their kachim kachim? Tamalomer b'kachim hakadoshim tochlenu. V'amai neima b'chatzar al moed yachlua v'lo yitafel chamer min ikar. Why don't we say that they should eat it in the chatzar al moed and that the tafel shouldn't be chamer min ikar? Meaning that if the tafel is meaning if you're going to say lo yitafel chamer min ikar, why do I need a pasuk to tell me that the heichal is okay for achilas kachim? The achilas kachim, it says you're supposed to eat by the Pesach Ol Moed. So shouldn't that alone be enough to tell me? Obviously, you're allowed to eat in the heichal itself because it's the tafel and ikar issue. Why do I need a separate pasuk to tell me that you're allowed to eat that the kohanim are allowed to eat in the heichal? I should just learn from the fact that it has to be the Pesach Ol Moed memela that are allowed to eat it in the heichal. I shouldn't need anything more than that. So says Gemara now, hachi hashta. You can't compare the idea of shechting a karban in the heichal, where we're going to apply lo yetafel chamer min ikar, to the idea of eating in the heichal, where we're not going to apply lo yetafel chamer min ikar, for the following reason. Hasam avoda, da'adam oved b'makom rabo. When it comes to shechting, that's an avoda, and a person does an avoda where his master is. So armina lo yetafel chamer min ikar. So if you're allowed to do the avoda further away from your master, so certainly you're allowed to do the avoda a little closer to the master. You're allowed to do the avoda in the holier place as well. But achila de'ein adam ochel b'makom rabo. But when it comes to eating, it's disrespectful to eat in front of your master. The servant eats in the servant's quarters. The master doesn't watch the servant eating his lunch, right? So that's disrespectful to eat in front of the master. So lo yehitafel chamer neikar lo arminan. So we're not going to say, oh, if you're allowed to eat in the azara, then certainly by the Pesach Ol Moed, then you're certainly allowed to eat in the Ol Moed Atzmo, in the heichal itself. No, we would never say that. We would never say that you're such a kal v'chomer that you should for sure be allowed to eat in the heichal itself. Okay. From this Mishnah that we're about to read, until the end of the parak, of not just this parak, of the next parak, the Mishnayos are going to be dealing with Karbanos Ha'of. We have not yet had much dealings with Karbanos Ha'of. Basically, the way the Masechta breaks down is as follows. Prakim Hei Vav and Zayin in this Masechta deal with the Makom of Avodas HaKarbanos, where you do the various Karbanos. In Parak Hei, Ezu Makoman, the first, and the first Mishnah of this parak, Parak Kachim, we explained where zvachim, where animals, where behemoth karbanos are brought. The Mishnah we just did, and the little piece of Gemara we just did, explained the makom of the karban mincha. From this Mishnah through the end of the next parak, through the end of parak Zayin, it's all going to be about the chatas ha'of. So it went behemoth, mincha, and then of. So the achronim and the rishonim actually are bothered why it is that we go in that order: behemoth, then mincha, then of. So it's likely that zvachim come before ofos because it's kodmin lahem b'hakrava, that you always bring a behema before you bring an oaf. That's why zvachim comes before ofos. However, why are minachos before ofos? Why do we have the mishnah about a korban mincha before oaf? An oaf comes before mincha lahakrava. The gemara is going to say later on in daf peites we're going to discuss the idea of tadiv sheino tadir and makudash sheino makudash. When we discuss seder kedima, we're going to discover that a mincha is actually the last on the list. So why is it that mincha comes before of? So the Tiferes Yisrael in the Mishnayos over here, and Osei and the Rashash over here write that it could be that the reason why we put Karban Mincha before of is because we're just trying to get it out of the way. Meaning Karban Mincha, we didn't really discuss very much. We had one Mishnah, we just said basic idea of where it's shechted, but none of the, not shechted, Karban Mincha is not shechted, but the basic idea of where it's done, where the avod of the Karban Mincha is done, but the detailed halachos of Karban Mincha are not going to be discussed now because we have an entire Masechta that discusses the detailed halachos of Karban Mincha. That's Masechas Menachos. So it could be, says Rashash, that they just wanted to get it out of the way to get to the main discussion, which is going to be the discussion relating to Karbanos Ha'of. Now, Karbanos Ha'of are different than Karbanos Behema in many critical ways. First, Olf is always just Tarum b'nei Yona. Behemos are Parum kvasim v'izim. They could be bulls or sheep or goats, but Olf is just Tarum b'nei Yona. But there are many, many halachos that differ between the Olf, and we're going to see a lot of them. I'll just run down a couple of them. An Olf is always kachikachim. There's no such thing as kachim kalim by an Olf. An Olf can only be korban chatas or korban ola. There's no asham, there's no shlamim by Olf. It's just chatas and ola. There's never a chiluk between zecharim and nekevos by an oaf. A balmum is kosher by an oaf as long as it's not mechusar ever. Whereas by a behema, even a balmum is pasul. Not just if it's missing a limb by an oaf. Only if it's missing an actual limb, it's going to be pasul. An oaf can. There's no din of tamura by an oaf. There's no din of pidyon by an oaf. There's no din of tzibur by an oaf. The tzibur never brings an oaf. Only a yachid brings an oaf. There are no dinim prior to the hakrava that are done before the hakrava by a carbon oaf, as opposed to by carbonos. You have tenufa, smicha, vidui. By carbonos behemos, rather, you have tenufa, smicha, vidui. You have all these halachos that come before you actually shech the carbon, leaning on it, saying a vidui. You don't have any of that by an oaf. There's never nesachim by an oaf. The kohen has to already deal with the oaf from the shas malika, whereas shechita is ksheira bizar. When it comes to a behema could be shechted by a non-kohen. By an oaf, only a kohen is allowed to, you don't do shechita, you do malika, but only a kohen is allowed to do the malika. Also, the way the shechita is done, the shechita by a behema is done by cutting the shnei simanim from the front of the neck. The malika is mimul arpo, from the animal, from the back of the animal's neck. And there's a chiluk between the olas ha'of and the chatas ha'of. The olas ha'of, you need to cut both simanim and to completely sever the head. By the chatas ha'of, you only cut one simon and you don't completely sever the head. So a lot of chilukim. There are more. There are a lot of chilukim between oaf and behema. So we're going to learn about a lot of them over the next parak and a half. So says the Mishnah. Let's see a little bit about the karbanos of oaf. So chatos oaf. Halacha is a chatos oaf. Haisanasis al keren dromus maravis. Its avoda was done on the southwestern corner. What does it mean nas? It's what part of the avoda was done? So from the Gemara itself and Amun Beis, we're going to see that we're talking about the hazah, the sprinkling of the dam that's done on the southwestern corner, and that's the asiyah that we're referring to. However, the Rambam Maaser Karbanos says that not only the sprinkling, the malika was also done by the keren dromus maravis. That the actual malika of the karban, the oaf equivalent to shechita, was also done on that corner. So he must understand that asiyah means both the malika and the zrika was done in that location. Really, you could have done it anywhere. But this is its ideal location. This is the best place to do it. The idea of a lechadchila and a bidyeved, dafka by kachim. You don't find it. Rav Yosef Engel has an essay about that also, where you find lechadchila and bidyeved on a daraisa by areas outside of kachim. He has, I think, 12 examples of where you find it outside of kachim, even though all the rishonim say you can't have a lechadchila and bidyeved outside of kachim. So again, he took it as a challenge, but over here clearly within Kachim we always have lechadchila b'diavad because you always need shina levakas of la'akev in order for anything to be ma'akev. Ushlosh dvar ma'isa also keren mishameshes milamata ushlosh milamala. Now that corner, that southwestern corner, played three roles, had three functions on the bottom of that corner and three functions on the top of that corner. Milamata chatas ha'of, you have to bring the chatas ha'of, v'hagashos. You had to do the hagashos, which Rashi says of the kavar mincha before the kmitza. You would bring the kavar mincha to that area. And number three, shiyare adam, the leftover dam of the chatos achitzanos, you would pour by the yisod in that corner of the mizbeach. Umi lemalan, and on the top half of the mizbeach, in that area, nisach hayayin, you would pour the wine libations, va'amayim, and the nisach hamayim that they would do on Sukkis, va'olas ha'of k'shi rabba b'mizrach. And you would even do the olas ha'of if the eastern side had too many kohanim and it was too busy, that there was no room there, so the overflow crowd went to the southwestern corner for the Ola Sa'ov. Now, there is a strange Rambam. The Rambam writes in Ma'aser Kabanos, in Ma'aser Kabanos he's good. He writes exactly what we say over here in our Mishnah, that on the top of the Mizbeach they would do the Nisach HaMayim, Nisach HaYayin, Ola Sa'ov, and the truth is in Maseches Sukkah, it's also very clear in Daf Mem Chesem and Alf and Mem Beis over there, that the Nisach HaMayim and the Yayin was on the top of the Mizbeach. However, the Rambam himself in Dinei Nesachim, in the Dinim of the Nesachim, in Hilchos Ma'aser Korbanos, Perek Beis Halacha Aleph, writes by Nisach HaYayin that the Yayin was Nisnasech Ala Mizbeach, V'yutzak Ala Yesod, V'yorid L'shisin, that you'd pour it on the Yesod HaMizbeach, not on the top part of the Mizbeach. So the Achronim have a very difficult time figuring out how the Rambam goes against A, himself, and B, the Mishnah, that how he says that it goes on the Yesod. The Mishnah is very clear that it has to dafka be on the top part of the Mizbeach. So normally, most of the Achronim say he really means that you put it on the top of the Mizbeach. When he says Yesod, he doesn't mean Yesod Mamish. Either he means an area, the corner of the Mizbeach that has Yesod underneath, because Yesod, as we said, didn't go all the way around. Something like that. You have to say something, or he's just coming to be Mimait, something else, when he says Yesod, but he doesn't really mean Yesod. Kol Olam Mizbeach, Olam Derech Yimin. Anything time you go up on the Mizbeach, you go up on the right side. Umakif and Vyordan Derech Smol. Then you go around the Mizbeach and you go down on the left side. Chutz mina olu legimel elu shayu olin v'yardin ala ekev. Except for someone who goes up to the Mizbeach for these three avodas that are done at the top of the southwestern side of the Mizbeach that we just spoke about. So when you go to do those three things, you don't go around the entire Mizbeach and then walk around the left side of the ramp. You do an about face and you walk down the same way you came up. So it says the Gemara, Minani Mili, how do I know that a Chatas Ha'of is dafka on the southwestern corner, that you have to do the Chatas Ha'of dafka on the southwestern corner of the Mizbeach? I'm Rabbi Shua, Makra, Lo Yasum Ala Hashem, and V'litin Ala Levona, Ki Chatas Hi. The Torah, in describing the mincha of a carbon chota, says ki chatos hi. Chatos kriya mincha, mincha kriya chatos. So you see that we draw a link between a mincha and a chatos. Ma chatos tu netzafon, af mincha tu netzafon. So just like a chatos needs to be in the north, mincha also in the north. Ma uman mincha beker maravis dromis, af chatos beker maravis dromis. So just like, so again, by the shchita, the chatos, the kmitza, the mincha, so we want to say, okay, that's got to be in the north. But we learn the other way, just like the mincha has to be in the keren maravis dromis, the avod of the mincha has to be in the Karen Maravis Dromis, so to the Chatas has to be in the Karen Maravis Dromis. The sprinkling of the dam has to be in the Karen Maravis Dromis. Frak the Gemara Mincha Gufa Minalan, how do I know by Mincha that it's got to be in the southwestern corner? Titania Lifnei Hashem, Yachal B'Marav, I might think in the west, Tamalomer El Panei Mizbeach. That's why it says El Panei Mizbeach, which is the south side of the Mizbeach, the front of the Mizbeach that has the ramp. El Panei Mizbeach, Yachal B'Dorim. But wait a second, if it just said El Panei Mizbeach, I would think Dafka in the south, Tamalomer Lifnei Hashem. That's why it says Lifnei Hashem, which is the western side of the Mizbeach. So okay, it's not, how could that be? Magisha Bekaren Marav Zrom is connected to the Shalkaren Vidayo. It's got to be on the corner, on the southwestern corner. Reb Lazar Amar Yachli Agishena Lemarava Shalkaren Ol Droma Shalkaren. I might think you should go to the southern side, not exactly at the corner, either to the southern side or the western side of that corner. Amrit Kol Makom Shatamotei Shnei Mekros Echad Mekayim Atzmo Mekayim Chavero Vechad Mekayim Atzmo Mevatel Chavero. Whenever you have two psukim, one of them that can fulfill itself but will go against the other pasuk, and another one that could fulfill itself and still fit with another pasuk, we'd like to go with the one that works but on all sides. So kshata omer lifnei Hashem bimarav hechem kiamta el pnei mizbeach. So when you say lifnei Hashem, that's obviously in the west. So how can we then fulfill el pnei mizbeach, which sounds like the south? Ukshata omer el pnei mizbeach bedarom kiamta lifnei Hashem. So when you do a pnei mizbeach bedarom, you could still be mekayim lefnei Hashem. Heichon kiyamta, how can you still be mekayim lefnei Hashem if you're bedarom? Amar Ravashi, kasav raitana, kulim mizbeach, but safon kai. This tana holds the entire mizbeach is in the north. So when you are on the southern side of the mizbeach, you're still across from lefnei Hashem. You're still across from the Pesach Heichal. So in that way, even though you're on the southern side of it, you're still directly across from the Heichal. And that way, you're being mekayim both psukim. So he said, but kol makom isak shera. anywhere it is kosher. So my kamar, what does it mean? We just said it's got to be in the southwestern side. Then we say anywhere is really kosher. So I'm Ravashi Yachi kamar. What it really means, not al-chachil b'diavad, it's saying anywhere you can do the malika. The hazah has to be on the southwestern corner. So it says Maratanin Laha, and we have a brisa that supports this. Titan Rabbanan, Malka b'kal makom b'mizbeach kshera, malika anywhere in the mizbeach is kasher. He's a dama b'kal makom kshera, sprinkling the blood anywhere is kasher. He's a v'lamitza kshera. If you sprinkle and you don't press the blood against the mizbeach, that's kasher. B'vach yitein michuta sikra l'mata midam nefesh. As long as some of the dam nefesh goes on the bottom half of the mizbeach. So my kamar, what is the brisa telling me? Hachi kamar, this is what the brisa means. Malka b'kal makom b'mizbeach kshera, anywhere you do the malika is kasher. Mita dama b'kal makom b'mizbeach kshera, anywhere you do the squeezing of the blood from the animal onto the mizbeach is kasher. Shem hiza v'lo mitza kshera, because the halacha is even if you didn't do the mitzah, you only did that zah, it would be kasher. Ublvach yitein mechutas sikra l'mata midam nefesh, as long as from the you put some of the dam nefesh on the bottom half of the mizbeach. Okay, we caught up. As Hashem, will pick up from the tzedas tomorrow. It's a long of a day.